Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. The Gen 40 heaters are back in stock. With skyrocketing heating bills, they sold out and will go fast again. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. For this week or until they run out, you can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with code HOWIE50.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I can understand how that could have been taken out of context, and I probably had to do it all over again, would have changed the wording a little bit of that. So when you're criticizing me...
Well, go ahead, say it.
Oh, holy me, I'm science.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Sire, I have news.
And what sort of news do you have? It's not bad news, is it? You know, I can't take bad news.
Well, to be perfectly frank, it's bad.
I think we'll see a substantial reduction in inflation in the year ahead.
I knew it! I knew it was bad news.
Maybe if you tell me the bad news in a good way, it won't sound so bad.
Well, I believe by the end of next year, you will see much lower inflation if there's not an unanticipated shock.
This is terrible news!
You told me I was just trying to soften the blow.
Well, you blew it.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Got a text from somebody on Friday. He was going down to Nauset Beach Inn for the weekend. Said he'd report on it. 781, we had an amazing weekend at Nauset Beach Inn for $200. Thanks. My dog loved it, too. Well, that's great. Still got the chance to buy the reduced...
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
Off-season rates. Go to NausetBeachInn.com. NausetBeachInn.com. Okay. Breaking news. Third suspect arrested and charged in violent armed robbery of Martha's Vineyard Bank. Actually, it happened a couple of days ago, but they just announced the news. Raymond Andre Clayton, 21, of Jamaica. Not Jamaica Plain, Jamaica the island, was arrested on these...
I got two last names. What do you want me to do?
It's not Joe Pesci. It's Raymond Andre Clayton. Arrested on December 9th in Connecticut and charged with one count of being an accessory after the fact to armed bank robbery. The other two co-defendants, Mikel A. Jones and Omar Odian Johnson, they're also Jamaicans. It's alleged that less than 40 minutes after the robbery on November 17th, Clayton was captured on surveillance video arriving in a silver sedan to a parking lot near the ferry terminal on Martha's Vineyard, parking the car, purchasing ferry tickets, and boarding a ferry. And then later on, the other Omar Johnson arrives. And he goes to the silver sedan, drives it to the vehicle reservation clerk booth, purchasing a vehicle ferry ticket and boarding a freight ferry at 12:24 that afternoon. So they've got three of them now. But the two of them are just charged with being accessories. So I don't know. They've got one guy is the bank robber, supposedly. That's Johnson. So they still got two more bank robbers to get. 844-500-4242. You know, I follow this case because I listened to a morning show out of Washington, D.C., and they've been covering this situation in Loudoun County, Virginia, which is northern Virginia, and they had you may recall that it was a big national story last year. There was this guy, this boy, student, who decided that he wanted to wear a dress. So, of course, being woke, the Loudoun County school department allowed him to use the women's restroom at the middle school that he was attending. So he proceeded to rape a student, a female student. And you may remember the father went there and he was in a rage that they let this guy in a dress in to rape his daughter, and the cops pulled him down, and everybody, all the woke Democrats were saying this is the kind of deplorable you have to deal with, and they were lying about it and everything. And then they sent this kid in a dress to a second school in the same county, and he attacked another woman, another girl. Remember this? Anyway, this is the most... So last week, they fired the superintendent. I remember listening on the radio driving to work and saying, oh, they fired him, but without cause, I guess. So they had to pay him $350,000. And I thought, that's great. This is another case like the Wayland police chief that got fired, and he's going to get $400,000. So he was fired without cause, giving him a $350,000 golden parachute. That was the bad news. Today there was a silver lining of sorts. He was indicted. The school superintendent was indicted, along with the flack for the school system, for their roles in handling of a bathroom rape by a skirt-wearing boy after the Daily Wire, that's Ben Shapiro's publication, revealed the apparent cover-up last year. Court documents unsealed Monday showed. Fired Loudoun County Superintendent Scott Ziegler was indicted on three misdemeanor counts of false publication, conflict of interest, prohibited contact, and penalizing an employee for court appearance. That's a different case. The spokesman, Wade Byard, he's apparently a real bad actor and has been for a number of years, was indicted on a felony charge of perjury. A week ago, a special grand jury, this is a grand jury that's impaneled by the new Republican Attorney General, who was elected with the new Republican Governor, Glenn Youngkin, and the new Republican Lieutenant Governor. So this is, elections do have consequences, and some Democrats have now been indicted today. I don't know if they'll go to jail or not, but it's better than, having Terry McAuliffe back in there. This never would have happened if Terry McAuliffe had been elected. A week ago, a special grand jury released a 91-page report determining that Ziegler, the superintendent, told a, quote, bald-faced lie, unquote, when he dismissed concerns about a proposed, quote, unquote, transgender policy by denying there had ever been any bathroom sex assaults, despite knowing of the attack on a ninth-grade girl just a month earlier. Ziegler's administration also concealed from the public and even the school board that the same boy... Shouldn't they call him a she? What are his preferred pronouns? Doesn't he get the Sam Brenton treatment? That they went on to sexually assault another girl in a classroom with school board members learning about it from a report in the Daily Wire. The grand jury said that throughout this ordeal, Loudoun County public school administrators were looking out for their own interests instead of the best interest of the school system. The school board fired Ziegler last Tuesday, a day after the grand jury report, but fired him without cause, apparently giving him a $350,000 golden parachute. So on June 22nd of last year, Ziegler told parents, "We've heard it several times tonight from our public speaker, but the predator, transgender student or person simply does not exist." But he did exist. He raped one girl and sexually assaulted another girl. And this Democrat told everybody, the parents, the taxpayers, the media, that there was no such person. He lied. He lied. This is amazing. 844-500-4242. An email sent several hours after the rape in May of 2021 claimed that student safety was not jeopardized and that the police were only present to deal with an unruly parent. That's a reference to the guy that was, you saw the video of him being detained and brought down by cops. In fact, when the statement was issued, the rapist was missing and at large for hours during that period. They weren't arresting the rapist. They were arresting the father of the girl who'd been raped. This is Democrat Party in operation for you. The Attorney General said in a statement that the Office of the AG will be prosecuting these cases and has no further statement on the matter. A parent who exposed other problems in the public school system years ago said that this guy... Wade Byard, he's the PR guy who's been arrested and charged with a felony. He said in 2015, Byard perjured himself while testifying about why he was not turning over information under the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA. The cops investigated at the time and said, it looks like Davis and the parent has a legitimate complaint. But of course, now 7 years, the statute of limitations, I'm sure, has expired on that alleged perjury. 844-500-4242. This is a small victory for everyone concerned, but it is a victory nonetheless. We'll see how the Washington Post covers this story in the morning. I'm going to guess that it's going to get the same treatment as the Twitter files, which is to say, no treatment whatsoever. A good leaving alone, as Eddie Coyle used to say. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Oh, Lord. Anyway, I'm looking forward to my next box of Omaha steaks. I ordered it last week, and I'm just waiting for its delivery. I got 50% off. There's a site-wide sale going on right now, 50% off until December 16th. And I put in code word Howie, and I got an additional $40 off the price. It's just great. My guy that works for me down here has ordered some for his family. It's just a great deal at 50% off plus the $40 off when you put in code Howie. It's just wonderful food right down the line. I really love the ultra juicy burgers. That's what it says in the copy, but they are ultra juicy. The filet mignon is fantastic. The mailroom manager loves the chicken. It's just great. They've got salmon, potatoes au gratin. They've got desserts, the caramelized apple tarts, and I think I'm going to have one for dessert tonight now that I'm thinking about it. It's just fantastic. The holidays are here, and if you're looking for a last-minute gift that will really impress anyone you're sending it to, whether it's someone you do business with or someone at work or someone you're interested in, shall we say, or your spouse or your kids, anybody, you can achieve gifting greatness when you give the gift of perfectly aged, tender, and delicious Omaha steaks. They put together a delicious selection of gift packages to make shopping for the ones you love nice and easy. Again, go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide, plus use code Howie at checkout to get an additional 40% off your order. You can get an assortment of mouthwatering favorites, butcher's cut filet mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, even easy-to-prepare comfort meals. Don't wait. Order today and beat the shipping rush. You're running out of time, but it's not too late. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code Howie at checkout. It's a gift from the heart, a gift that will be remembered with every unforgettable, delicious bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, take advantage of 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code Howie at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't let his blonde hair fool you. Howie is as sprightly as ever.
Oh, youth is wasted on the wrong people.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. I'll do one more segment before we go to Let's Go Brandon. There's a lot of news out there, but first we'll do the poll question. Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Elon Musk said of Dr. Fauci, quote, he lied to Congress and funded gain-of-function research that killed millions of people. Do you agree?
Yes, I do.
91% say they agree.
Okay. So it's all over the place today. It's a little more change than we usually have in the polls. Okay. By the way, we told you about the flops of all the woke movies that they thought were Oscar contenders. Same thing is happening on Broadway. Despite critical acclaim and the support of big-name stars, Jordan E. Cooper's Broadway production of Ain't No Mo is closing less than 3 weeks after its opening days. You familiar with this, Taylor?
I've never heard of that show.
It features a slate of black characters, some of them drag queens, who were part of the first wave of black Americans given free passage to Africa by the U.S. government as part of a package for slavery reparations. The production was headed by Lee Daniels, who also created Jussie Smollett's famous TV series, Empire. The play had the outspoken support of stars including Queen Latifah, Tamron Hall, Gayle King, Monique, Eric Holder, etc., etc. Despite all this star player, the woke play could not find an audience. Once again proving, get woke, go broke. After 22 preview performances and 21 regular shows, the program is the production is turning off its lights on December 18th. It had the lowest average ticket prices on Broadway, but it was still grossing only less than half of what it needed to make ends meet. In the film show, Cooper, who was Jordan, he's the star. He plays a drag queen called Peaches, who he calls the blackest and the queerest version of myself. In a profile for Vulture, he said he wrote the play with the assumption that no white people would be in the audience. Apparently proved to be true, but in addition, there were apparently no black people in the audience either, or Asians or Hispanics or anybody else was in the audience. So Ain't No Mo, ain't going to be no mo. 844-500-4242. A new city analysis, this is New York City, shows that a huge chunk of high-income earners fled in 2020. Yet progressives refuse to hear the alarm bells. They're pushing to tax the rich yet again. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Massachusetts just raised the top marginal rate 80%. The misguided electorate on a 52-48% vote we're going to see the same thing in Massachusetts, the so-called rich fleeing. A study by the city's independent budget office showed a 10% plunge in taxpayers who made over $750,000. 6% of those with income between $150,000 and $750,000 have left. Yet last Monday, a group of advocates and elected officials launched a campaign for a new $40 billion in new taxes on the rich, 40%. The top 1% of city taxpayers already account for 45% of the city's total income tax liability. The bottom 50% accounted for less than 4%, yet they're going to drive out the people who pay, the 1% who pay 45%. As the Post has reported, Manhattanites who moved to sunny Palm Beach County, Florida, from where I am broadcasting right now, you know what they earned on average, the people who left in 2020, who moved to this county? $728,351 a year. That mass exodus came before progressives in Albany spiked state taxes by $4 billion last year, punishing mostly top-income New Yorkers with the highest state and tax local tax rates in the nation. How many more high earners have left since then? I'm going to say a lot. 844-500-4242. State of New Hampshire had a saturation patrol results. They're going for drunk drivers, you know, now that we're getting close to the holidays. I would like to report an arrest in Taylor's neck of the woods from Fall River, Massachusetts. Darwin X. Pino Trellis, age 37. Do you know what the charge was, Taylor? Can you guess?
Driving without a license?
You have got it. Yes, sir. You hit it. Can I have a... Yes, indeed. Former transgender naval SEAL to resume living as a man. A former U.S. Navy SEAL who famously came out as a transgender 10 years ago has renounced his transition or their transition and will soon begin resume living life as a biological male. Chris Beck, then known as Kristen Beck. He was a SEAL. a very decorated SEAL. He became a woman. Now he says it's time for Americans to wake up to the transgender radicalism targeting children. Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Scam, bank run, fraud. Says he will appear before a House Financial Services Committee tomorrow remotely. Remotely. That means he's not coming into the United States. He does not want to leave the Bahamas from a security standpoint. Well, an arrest is always a disappointment, as is an indictment, although I don't think he's even gotten a target letter yet. The paparazzi effect is quite large, he said, when he tries to venture out. Anyway, all right. We like to do this segment every Monday night after you've had a chance to go out and about on the weekend and see how much prices have gone up, or what you've run out of, or what there's a shortage of now. And we call the segment, Let's Go Brandon.
The phrase is, Let's Go Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
The Brandon administration.
Let's go, Brandon.
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 Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
Let's go, Brandon. What have you noticed the price going up on? I have Emma send me over the Reddit thread on shrinkflation every Monday, and I've got it in front of me here. And she also gave me a personal story. She goes to the self checkout because there's more and more self checkouts, as we all know, because you can't get help, and they want to keep the number of lines open. I think because they think it cuts down on shoplifting, which is a bigger and bigger problem, obviously. But so she was at the self-checkout at a Stop and Shop. I rang up a bag of blue tortilla chips and gasped so loudly at the price, $8.79, that the girl working came over to ask me if everything was okay. No, it wasn't okay. Brandon is the president of the United States. It's not okay. 844-500-4242. Yeah, I've noticed the price of chips has been tortilla chips has been skyrocketing. I got a bag at a local specialty shop, a local New England brand that I like, and I noticed it was about twice the price it was last summer at the Market Basket. So I'm back to the generic brand in the supermarket. Same thing with cheese. I told you I like Jarlsberg Light. But it's gone from $6.49 to $6.99. Now it's $7.49. So guess what? I've decided Publix generic cheese. I can deal with it. I'll find a way around it. 844-500-4242. What have you noticed going up in price? The state-run media is really excited about the price of gasoline going down. Temporarily, and I think it will just be temporary. And they always, it's cheaper now than it was a year ago. Some places they don't tell you that it was a year ago. It was still double the price that it was a year previously when Donald Trump was the president of the United States. Farmer John from Connecticut, my good buddy Larry and I did the rear brakes on my truck yesterday. $330 for pads and rotors only. Would have been $200 last year. Thanks, plugs. That's the way it goes.
My car broke down last week. I had a bad alternator. In the past, that would have... I mean, it's a fairly common part for the car I have.
Yeah.
It would have cost maybe $110, $115 just a couple of years ago. It cost me over $300.
Over $300? Wow. I told you our bus at the condo broke down. Just a little bus. It was only 3 years old, and it cost $700 for the part. But I mean, I'm surprised we got the part. I thought we were going to be without a bus, or we're going to have to rent the bus for a long time. But $700, awful lot for a part. 844-500-4242. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. What have you noticed? What do you want to thank Brandon for?
Hey, Howie, thanks a lot. So I was in the store the other day, and, like, prices are nuts, and people are just walking around stunned. And I thought I'd, buy a treat for breakfast and get, you know, a box of Raisin Bran, like the real authentic post-Raisin Bran.
Right.
Not the big
right.
box. $6 for a little tiny box of cereal. $6.
Did they call it the family size? You know, a lot of them now are calling they're reducing the size, but they're still calling it the family size. I guess families are shrinking because no one can afford to have any kids anymore. It's ridiculous. I mean, all the grains are. Well, I understand though. You know, the grains are. You know, they need fertilizer. The fertilizer comes from petroleum products. It has to be shipped. I mean, you know, when the price of fuel goes up, any kind of petroleum product, it goes right straight through the economy. It's a total disaster. And for Janet Yellen to be saying that if nothing unanticipated happens, I mean, again, we live in a world where there's a lot more going to be unanticipated now because the United States government is so weak and so unfeared by anyone who wants to roll us can roll us. Look at what Russia did last week with Brittany Griner to get back the Merchant of Death. They have no fear of us, none. And that was a deal that Donald Trump said he was offered, but he didn't make. And I believe him. I think it's true. He wouldn't make a deal like that. And for Sheila Jackson Lee to say, well, he sold weapons that killed Americans, but he didn't kill any Americans. So I guess, you know, so as a texter said, you could say the same thing about Osama bin Laden. He didn't personally kill any Americans, but he just engaged in the, I called it a joint conspiracy earlier. I think the actual phrase is joint venture. It's a joint venture. So if you're the getaway driver in a robbery and someone gets killed, you can be charged with murder, just like the guy who pulled the trigger. 844-500-4242. 917 says, corn chips are high because much of the corn is now going to ethanol for our $4 gallon gasoline. And, you know, and that putting ethanol in the gasoline, watering it down, that makes it harder for the engine to use the gasoline to process it, and that makes for more breakdowns, and those are higher prices, of course. 844-500-4242. 978 says, I can still buy Woodbridge Chardonnay for $7.99 for 750 milliliters bottle. I notice wine in general hasn't changed all that much. I think you're just, you know, a lot of the wine was produced last year. I'll bet you're going to see the price going up as the new vintages come on to market. Again, maybe it doesn't cost any more to grow it in the field, but to harvest it, you got to pay more for the workers, and then there's the transportation. 844-500-4242. So here's a guy with cocoa. Dino bits, not one of my favorite things. Cocoa dino bits.
I believe paleontologists call that dung, coprolite.
What?
That was a poop joke.
I'm sorry, I'm missing this stuff. I don't see what the dino bites.
Cocoa dino bites. Cocoa's usually brown. Dino bits. Okay. Bites. Whatever.
Okay. Dino bites. Okay. Honeycombs from Post cereal. There used to be 16-ounce boxes. Now they're 12.5-ounce boxes, and I'm sure they're saying still the same low price, just a lot lower volume. Here's someone of they have a cane, sort of a cane for Christmas, full of Reese's peanut butter cups. Approximately three cups were. There are approximately three fewer Reese's peanut butter cups. They're now empty space. It's air, though. Subway meal chips. I only notice the difference because I calorie count. went from 210 calories to 190 calories. 844-500-4242. Marco, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Marco.
Hey, Howie, love the show. So,
thank you.
Wild game, in the last 100 years, how much has wild game gone up per pound? Zero, right?
Right.
People still make fun of hunters?
Now, I don't think they make so much fun of hunters anymore, Marco. You know, we got a call a couple of weeks ago from someone who said he liked to call somebody in his neck of the woods who would, dress or slaughter, whatever they call it, the meat, and cut it up. And he said the guy was now charging him twice as much to do the dressing of the actual carcass. Have you noticed that, Marco? Or do you cut?
I haven't. I hunt in West Newbury and Byfield around Newbury. I live in Newburyport, but I have friends that are hunters, so they get a call from me if I get one, and I'll be showing up at midnight to field dress it.
Field dress, that's the word I was looking for. So you got your friends are still in on it. So what did you have? You gotten anything? Did you get a deer this season?
Tomorrow's going to be the day. I was in front of a herd just tonight, and I have a crossbow, and I had a malfunction of all times.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's my frustration. Well, I'll get it straightened out. I know where they are, Howie, and be happy. If you were in Florida, I'd be bringing you some in person.
I would like some venison. I'd like to make some venison chili sometime. Just put it in a crock pot and just let it stew for a couple of days. It'd be pretty good, wouldn't it, Marco?
It'd be great. Organic meat, Howie. You do not go to the supermarket for this. You work for it. You earn it. And it's not easy.
I know. It seems like you're making it harder for yourself by using a crossbow rather than a long arm.
You got a point there. I got carried away looking at the scope, and yeah, my shoulders aren't too good. Got a doctor's medical note, and then I have a malfunction. So
yeah, you know, Marco, your name's Marco. It's not William Tell. You know, I never understood why people use the crossbows anyway when they could use a longbow. Because the English the English used the longbow to great effect against the French in the Hundred Years' War, and the French were all using crossbows. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call, Marco. Good luck tomorrow. I hope you got something. I hope you got a big guy, a big buck. Why do real estate owners voluntarily choose to auction their own homes, commercial property, and land? Well, the simple answer is this: certainty. In a J.J. Manning real estate auction, the seller benefits from, among other things, certainty of a sale date, certainty of no contingencies, certainty of a closing in 30 days, certainty of competition fighting for your property. In a J.J. Manning auction, you were in the hands of a 46-year seasoned firm with over 16,000 auctions under their belt. Your property is their most important project. There is no distress. You set the terms, you sell contingency-free, and the buyer pays the commission. In an uncertain real estate market, choose certainty. Choose J.J. Manning. Remove all doubt. From Needham to Nashua, Westford to Westwood, and Yarmouth to Merrimack, my listeners have chosen certainty and sold with J.J. Manning. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Don't wait for prices to head even lower. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your real estate sold. From Needham to Nashua, Westford to Westwood, and Yarmouth to Merrimack, Howie listeners have chosen certainty and sold with J.J. Manning. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. His jolly demeanor only goes so far.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Kiss my ass. Kiss his ass. Kiss your ass. Happy Hanukkah.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Taylor, someone's texting me that SBF has been arrested in the Bahamas. Is that true? Following, quote, receipt of formal notification from the United States that it has filed criminal charges and is likely to request his extradition. Will this affect his appearance tomorrow before the House Banking Committee remotely? Will he be remotely testifying from some dungeon in the Bahamas, I wonder? We'll try to get some information on this. He has been arrested.
Yeah, AG's office just put out Attorney General Ministry of Legal Affairs. On 12 December 2022, Office of the Attorney General of the Bahamas is announcing the arrest by the Royal Bahamas Police Force of Sam Bankman-Fried, SBF. Has filed criminal charges. Does not say what those are just yet.
All right. That's some good news as the show ends tonight. 585, Men's Vitalis 8-ounce hairspray was $5 at Walgreens. Now available only on Amazon for $38. $38! Vitalis? Maybe it's time to get rid of that greasy kid stuff, as the old ad goes. Or maybe switch over to Brill Cream, because a little dab will do you with Brill Cream. I used to say that about guys with the greased back hair at the State House. You know, I always say they didn't get the memo about Brill Cream, a little dab will do you. Now there's nobody like that at the State House anymore. 844-500-4242, 603, Barber Foods, Chicken Kiev, Cordon Bleu. Prices increase, portions are half of what they used to be. I think that's the case. The guy I work with here, he gets Hershey miniatures. He says the bag is smaller, and now it's up to $7.99 a bag. It used to be that they would the vendors would pay. They still do pay to have these separate displays at the end of every aisle and in the middle of the aisles before the checkout counter, and it was to get you to make a purchase, because it seemed like a good deal. Now it seems like it's to convince you how much prices have gone up and how much you should be angry at Brandon for raising the prices as much as they have been raised. 508 says renewed homeowners insurance today up $900 due to replacement value of lumber. I'm telling you, they sponsored the Chump Line today, but RizzoInsurance.com, you really ought to have them take a audit your insurance. No obligation for doing it. RizzoInsurance.com, because the price of insurance is just totally through the roof. Here's one from the Reddit, the Reddit thread. Pillsbury toaster strudels are pathetically small now. Barely any frosting comes in the packets now, too. Well, people have said that, too. Those, the Pop-Tarts? The Pop-Tarts now, you need to, they go all the way down in the toaster. You can't get them up. You got to have the fork to get them out, to flip them out because of that. 407, 16 gifts for Christmas parlor game was $15 last year. This year, $19, because the dollar store is now the 125 store. Yeah. I mean, it's just really, really ridiculous how much. The prices aren't going to get any better. They're just not. And the fact that Janet Yellen is she's given herself the out when she says, "Oh well, it's unless there's something unanticipated happening," so I didn't anticipate having an administration this disastrous that was going to open up the southern border, give us the worst defeat in U.S. military history in Afghanistan, that was going to shut down the energy independence that had made us the envy of the world. I didn't anticipate that they were going to go totally transgender in the Pentagon and not have anybody who wanted to join the military anymore. I didn't anticipate any of that. And I'll bet SBF didn't anticipate getting arrested tonight after he gave $5 million to Brandon. I'm Howie Carr.